Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to worship you. Praise God. Amen. One of the things that I have understood in my relationship with God, that worship is the most important thing that you can ever do with God. And once you begin to tell him about your love and how you appreciate him and thank him for what he has done and what he's about to do or what he didn't even do, that's an opportune time to let him know how you feel. We are humans, and amen, praise God, we are spirit beings once we give our lives to Christ. But on the human side of us, there's a lot of emotions, a lot of mix with it. We praise and we jump around and we do holy dances and all of this kind of stuff, but if we can just give him a worship, bowing down on your knees with your face to the ground, amen, letting them know that you come from the earth. He's sovereign. Really love him. Then he will enjoy that. He takes pleasure in it. We have failed God so much in this earth realm as being his chosen people. We're so mixed up in the mind. Pastors are getting in the pulpit, hoeing around. They're not teaching the word. And we're nearing the end. We want to wear, like I said, all these old fancy suits. But you might wear one to the grave. But the rest of them, your family's going to give away. It's time for us to stop, saints. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things are going to be added unto you. I want God. I every day, I witness to the fact that I've been in heaven and I've seen God. I've seen the new Jerusalem. Every day, I witness to the fact that I've been in hell. Literally went down in there. And seen the portal, the entrance to it, how it's made. It's kind of shaped like a circle. And it's the dark world up in the atmosphere, the troposphere, the stratosphere. We can't see it in a natural state. And it's probably good that we couldn't. Are not able to see it, but it's so horrible. I seen what the entrance was when you go into it. It's shaped kind of like an eye when it's open, but it doesn't have the eyeball in it. There are cages. This is Satan's dirty work. There are cages, places that he store people, humans, when they die. And he stored them in those cages before they're transported back into that inner core of hell. And once they are transported into that inner core of hell, then they go in something like a morgue. And when they go in that morgue, when Satan get ready to release them to go do wickedness, those that have died, then he begin to call them forth so that they can go and do their wickedness. When I seen myself in that cage, God had given me a wisdom and strategy on how to get out. Amen. And I'm alive today. So he was trying to hold me even in my life. And that's what he works. Before we go to hell, he holds us in our life, blinds the mind and causes the body, amen, and all of us to do all kind of wicked stuff. Amen. And then he captures, amen, at his will and make us subject to him. And God gave me wisdom on how to escape. And when I escaped, not only did I escape, but there were others that were innocent. There were preachers, there were doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people that had education, all kind of common people, like people say, that don't have educations, because I don't have one. And I'm kind of stuck on the fact that whatever we are in life, Satan will use it against us. If we say that we are married, he'll work with the marriages. If we say we want children, he'll work with giving us, trying to duplicate God and give us children that are nothing but a terror. So as I've seen myself there and other people there, Satan and his demons thought I was locked in good, but the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And as they stood away, not watching their post, I took and I released myself and other innocent people. We're innocent saints. We made the mistake of sinning, but Jesus said there ain't no condemnation in us, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But at the same time, Jesus, amen, made himself a sin for us. So I want to talk to you, amen, today, and tell you, don't go there. Don't go there. Amen. And tell the devil, don't go there with me, Satan. I'm just not going to serve you. I don't care no more. I'm just not going to serve you. Whatever it costs for me to get to heaven, I don't mind paying the price. This is a suffering way. And I was speaking to you yesterday on about the economy and the Antichrist and false religion. Amen. I want to speak to you more in detail about, amen, this as far as today is concerned. Amen. The book that I had wrote, The Golden Arrow, was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and its purpose was to help mankind learn what is about to take place in Galilee, which is in Palestine, or Cana of the now ruined city of Megiddo at Armageddon. Megiddo is a city that is situated on the great road which links Gaza and Damascus. That's right in the midst, praise God, of Israel. Gaza is a part of Israel, and Damascus is a part of Syria. I talked to you about the Syrians. I talked to you about who they come from. They come from Rebecca and Rachel's side. Amen. Rebecca married Isaac, and Rachel married Jacob. And they were Syrians. Amen. That was Abraham's brother's seeds. Amen. And then Rachel had a brother. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That was Rebecca had a brother named Laban. And so, amen, praise God. Jacob, when he married Laban's sisters, he married two of them. His children. Excuse me, I'm trying to think and look at the word at the same time. But he married Laban's children. Leah was one that Jacob had rejected, and he loved Rachel. Well, these were Syrians, amen, praise God, by natural birth. And so they had their own God, amen. They worshiped their own God. Well, Rachel, handmaiden, had a son named Dan. And Dan continued to follow his mother's belief instead of following his father's belief, who is Jacob, a man that believed in God. And he picked up on that culture, Dan did, and he stayed in that belief. He made golden images, and I'm going to get into more detail about that. But the Antichrist is coming from Dan, the tribe of Dan. Amen. And Megiddo is at Armageddon, where the battle is going to take place with the Antichrist and Jesus Christ. And praise God, we're going to learn more about that. Megiddo is a city that is situated on the great roads which link to Gaza and Damascus. Now, you know about where Gaza is, amen, right at the cuffs, the end of Israel, around in Jerusalem area, and then Damascus, amen, which is, amen, over in Syria. It controls the principal pass through the Karma Range, connecting the coastal plains and the plains of Esdraelon. Amen. The road was the channel for the flow of peaceful commerce, and also the route by which the armies of the antiquity marched. One of the best records and most interesting military operations of ancient time took place at Megiddo when Thutmose III defeated an Asiatic coalition headed by the king of Kadesh. Deborah and Barak, amen, annihilated the armies of Caesarea in a battle that raged in part by the waters of Megiddo. That's Judges 5:19. We're in the last days, and time is winding up. for the season and the purpose of God for it to be fulfilled, and he is coming back to redeem his bride. Amen. Jesus is. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth that have accepted the mark of the beast. Those who do not have the mark of the beast will not be able to buy a trade on an international scale as well as a local scale. One of the things that the Antichrist would try to do is to control commerce internationally. Amen. And then the distribution of it, amen, locally. Satan wants the entire economy to be under his control. He has placed a strategic location that will be a seat for commerce, and that location is Lebanon. I told you about that on yesterday. A lot of the people are saying that Rome is where the Antichrist will come. Rome was at one time a great seat for the economy, but it eventually collapsed. Amen. Every nation went to Rome for trading and buying purposes. But before King Solomon's time, Lebanon or Phoenicia, amen, back in those days, became the most notable for trades and sellers, amen, of the ancient world. Their travel extended throughout the Mediterranean and even into the Atlantic Ocean, and other nations competed to employ Phoenician ships and crews in their navies. Americans need to take strong views on the economy and what will take place in the future. Our Commerce Department will need to get involved in securing our Americans in a most structured way. Amen. Praise God. Satan is going to impact the future economy real bad. I've been telling y'all that for years. I told y'all, and we so hard-headed. Amen, some of us. The white people are out there, praise God. They are buying up land. They have land. They have land. They have land. We and other races don't buy no land, don't try to accumulate, amen, what we really need, but it's needed for the future. So I advise all races, not only the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Asians, all races, to purchase you some land. I don't care if it's just 1 acre. That 1 acre can save your whole family. Amen. Praise God. When recession gets so bad in America, or when famine gets so bad all over the world, because we're headed for it. Amen. Praise God. Today, amen, we are in a situation where as the crops are being dried up right in the ground because there is no rain. Amen. Praise God. And so we need to understand what's getting ready to take place and why it's taking place. Lebanon is situated at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. I told you that. That's why the Antichrist has chosen the Mediterranean area, amen, and Lebanon, praise God, for the commercial area, praise God, praise God, and the western end of Asia and next door to Israel, amen, praise God. He will need Megiddo, praise God, for accessibility and battle. Megiddo, amen, praise God, is situated, amen, where, amen, it's close to the Mediterranean Sea. Amen, if you want to fight in the waters, amen, with ships, all nations can get to the Mediterranean Sea without any problems. If you want to fight in the airways, it wouldn't be any problems, amen, with airplanes. So, amen, praise God. And then artillery, amen, armies, amen, navies and marines, and praise God, Air Force, all of those will have accessibility, amen, to get into that area, amen, and fight, amen, praise God, with the battle, amen, at Megiddo and Armageddon. The world affairs will become so bad, and the people will look for someone to help them survive hard times. We already seen hard times. I'm used to eating beans, amen, and rice and gravy, praise God. I'm used to, amen, praise God, not having, amen, luxury appetizers and all that kind of stuff, amen, praise God. I'm used to being without food. Amen. Praise God. So I know, amen, a little bit on how to survive in that essence. Amen. Praise God. But these young people that are coming, this new generation, all they know is if they can't get a pair of Nikes that cost $300, they're not going to, amen, praise God, wear no shoes. That's how stubborn they are. If they can't get, amen, a pair of blue jeans, amen, that cost almost $700, amen, then they won't even participate, get out and hang around. They got to have that stuff that only profits, amen, the world. You can wear a blue jean so many times, amen, praise God, and it's going to wear a hole in them. Praise God, you might have to patch it, or either you wear them around with holes in them, but all of these things are going to pass away, amen. And this thing that Satan is doing, he's gearing these young folks to want, amen, luxury, killing each other, doing stuff, gang banging and all that kind of stuff. Well, the Bible, praise God, amen, is fulfilling. And we as the body of Christ, amen, don't understand, amen, the magnitude. Praise God. Of what we are heading for, excuse me. If we look at Israel today, amen, these crazy people, the terrorists, the Muslims, amen, are going to do, literally try to do chemical warfare, biological agents such as anthrax, amen, will be released, unleashed in Israel, amen, in the coming days, because they want that land. For whatever reason, they want the land. Amen. And it's not theirs. Amen. God gave it, amen, Israel, amen, praise God, their land in 1948, the year that I was born, in November. Amen. And in May, it was given to them. Amen. Praise God. And I will give you more information on that. But before Antichrist can come and make his appearance, before Christ will reign, there must first be a falling away. Falling away literally means apostasy, meaning, amen, praise God, people are going to reject God. They're going to separate themselves from God because, amen, of tribulation time, because of, amen, hardship, because, amen, look to the flesh for men like the Antichrist that can promise them a better way of life. Then in the season and time, amen, Christ, amen, will appear. In 2 Thessalonians 2:1-17, God had helped these events back for many years, for he told Daniel to write these things in a book and seal them, for it was not in his season, in his years. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Each prophet played a major role, praise God, and Daniel, Ezekiel, amen, and Isaiah, praise God, amen, they played, amen, a very important role in what's coming in Revelation. Amen. Today we as the body of Christ and those that are tuning in today need to make a choice, accept the mark of Christ or the mark of the beast. And I just explained to you what I've seen. You don't want Satan, amen, in this dark world, amen, because it's horrible. Once you're in those areas, praise God, one of the things that happen, it's like a maze, amen, praise God, and you can't find your way out. You be beaten. Satan knocked the mess out of me, amen, praise God, and I had to end up, amen, getting out of his territory at one time, praise God, because he'll do everything he can to seduce you into getting into the area so that he can try to overthrow you. But God told me when I started this ministry, he said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Amen. Praise God. I want to speak to you, amen, about false religions, amen, and they are all over the world. Everywhere in the Middle East, amen, and other nations, they are falling. The Muslim beliefs, Islam, the Antichrist will use this false religion, Islam, or the Muslims, in order to establish that he is an ancestor of the Jews by Abraham's seed. Amen. Praise God. And that he is a Jew and he believes in God, and he's going to come in with deception. He will come in with a double portion and say that he comes from the tribe of Dan. Amen. And he will establish this fact through the bloodline. Amen. Praise God. And he got have, I'm going to tell you, this thing got not only the Danite tribe in him, but he got Syrian in him. Amen. He got part of Ishmael seeds in him. Praise God. He's a mixed Antichrist with many races that were back then. But he's also going to have part of him is going to be of Jew. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Dan, Jew. Amen. Syrian. Amen. Part of Ishmael. Praise God. But he's going to have two distinct notabilities, and that he is part Jew. Amen. Praise God. And that, amen, he comes from the Dan tribe and is relative to Syria. The reason why the Antichrist will use false religion is because the people will turn away from allowing the democracy, amen, or the government to lead them. Christianity will be forced to go underground because of persecution and unbelief in God and the Holy Spirit being taken away. The government over the nations will fail. Amen. Praise God. America government is going to fail. Amen. Praise God. That's why America and England want to join together as one. Amen. So they could have one leader. Amen. One ruler or president or king or whoever's going to take the position over them. Praise God. But it's not going to work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's going to be such a horrendous time. Amen. People are going to want to literally just kill themselves like they're doing today. They're not going to want to live up under the pressures and the suffering. They will not be able to recover the economy, and fear will reside over the people. That's what's happening now. Famine, floods, droughts, tsunamis, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things are coming to pass. Wars and rumors of wars. And Jesus said, amen, you're going to hear about these things. And that was over 2,000 years ago. Amen. He said, back then, but that's not the end. Amen. But now, over 2,000 years ago, we are in end time. Food resources will be depleted. The land will not yield her fruits because of the violence and the bloodshed. Amen. When Cain shedded Abel's blood, amen, praise God. God seen that blood, and he said Abel's blood was crying out of the ground. The ground was never supposed to receive the blood of man. Amen, praise God. So because of this sin Satan has caused on the earth, it will stop producing. Amen. The ground won't produce like it's supposed to produce. Amen. We're having problems now with drought and corn production. That's going to be inflation, raising up the prices of food. Amen. After a while, we won't be able to buy anything. God will allow Revelation chapter 1 through 21 to come to pass, for we are in the end. The Antichrist will come in with a new world order and cause all nations to follow him and take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell or trade on a national, Amen, or international scale. Amen, praise God. God is sovereign over all the kingdoms of man, domestic animal, wild beast, fowls of the air, Revelation 11:16. And when Adam gave up his, literally gave it up, his birthright, he also gave up these, amen, dominions over, amen, praise God, over all the kingdoms of the earth that were appointed to man. Satan began to call himself God back then. Amen, praise God. And the Bible says that he is the God of this world. This is why we pray. We need to stay, amen, that the kingdom of God, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, will come, amen, praise God. Matthew 6, amen, where Jesus speaks about it, and then he said the kingdom is on the inside of us, amen, and that's true. But we must learn how to take authority and walk by faith, knowing that God, amen, is can do everything but fail. The Antichrist is presenting a new system that will be ruled by religion. Remember, the governments are going to fail, and religion is going to take over and say that it can help through the religious beliefs. Their system, the Muslim system, the Islam system, amen, praise God. And it's going to cause, amen, a lot of people to follow behind that, amen, praise God. And that should never be. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This religion will literally deceive the people. It will speak of world peace and cause all mankind and their nations to give up most of their weapons. Praise God. Amen. They're going to surrender everything over into the hands of the enemy. Amen. And that's going to cause them to be helpless. The nations to be helpless. He will flatter them with words and tell them about how he can use a system that will help the economy by dividing the world into three provinces, amen, and letting Lebanon be the governing body of commercial, the commerce itself, amen, and the distribution of the commerce, amen. The economy is going to fall into one area, praise God, and that's going to be Lebanon. I have to tell you more on that, but we give God the glory, amen, for what I've said to you today, because it's not me, it's God that does the work. God bless you and have a wonderful day.